that needs to be saved. And there could be someone here tonight that needs the Lord to save them. You know, this world is really in a turmoil, upside down. Turmoil on every hand. Every which way you look, just a glimpse of things looks bad. And I want to tell you, the Lord is a-coming. The Lord's a-coming. Amen. And I tell you what, I'm glad I know who Jesus is. Amen. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. Amen. Good old Jesus. Amen. Jesus came to Bethesda pool, where the cripple did wait for the water to move. A man had been lame for 38 years. He asked him this question that rings in my ear. Wilt thou be made whole? Do you want a new life? Wilt thou be made whole and believe in Christ? Do you want to be washed as white as a snow? God's question to you, wilt thou be made whole? He said, there's no man to help me in the pool. I've tried to get up. There's nothing I could do. Then Jesus said, rise, take up thy bed and go. And by his faith, well, he was made whole. Thank you, Lord. Wilt thou be made whole? Do you want a new life? Wilt thou be made whole and believe in Christ? Do you want to be washed as white as the snow? God's question to you, wilt thou be made whole? I love it. Jesus came to Bethesda pool, where the cripple did wait for the water to move. Thank you, Lord. A man had been lame for 38 years. Asked him this question that rings in my ear. Thank you, Lord. Wilt thou be made whole? Think about it. Think about it. Hallelujah. Wilt thou be made whole and believe in Christ? Do you want to be washed as white as the snow? Thank you, Lord. God's question to you, wilt thou be made whole? Wilt thou be made whole? Do you want a new life? Wilt thou be made whole? Think about it. And believe in Christ. Do you want to be washed as white as the snow? God's question to you, wilt thou be made whole? God's question to you, wilt thou be made whole? Could you just lift your hands and thank the Lord? Thank you, Savior. I want to tell you, God's asking a question. Wilt thou be made whole? Amen. I've read them verses. I've asked the Lord about it, talked to God about it, and seemed like every time I read about, amen, that man there at that pool, when the Lord came by, the first thing he asked him, wilt thou be made whole? And he said, Lord, you are the words you see. Every time I try to get in, somebody gets in front of me. But he went on to say, but I kept on coming. Even under the obstacles of life and even under the circumstance that I was in, Lord, I'm still trying my very hardest to get there. The Lord, I tell you what, God will bless a man, one that will make a man a stab for the finish line. I appreciate the blessing of the Lord. It's like that one said, says a runner, they told him, says, when you get close to the finish line, you know, just I've heard folks tell it. And it said that one runner said, you know how I win? Said, when I see the finish line, I just seem to take my heart and I throw it all the way across. And said, I run after it. Amen. I want to tell you, wilt thou be made whole? Amen. Well, let's appreciate the blessing of the Lord. Appreciate his great blessing that he has come by. I feel him here tonight. Really do. Thought in prayer this afternoon. Amen. This evening I begin to ask the Lord one more time, God, you know about this service. You know how to move. You know how to come by. You know there's folks still in this day that does, while we're standing right here, amen, they don't take, amen, thought for their life. They just don't think too much about life. As Brother Gein said moments ago when he said he told the Lord, I'm ready. But just take me on. The Lord fought that good fight, but the Lord just let him just stay around a little longer. And I remember when pain struck my body and I was in the hospital, been quite a ways back, time back, it struck me. And it was pain, it just shot through me. And they said the nerves and my body was just going into spasms as one would, another one kick in. And it was pain, I mean, terrible, terrible pain. Finally, I remember that night when they give me something to kind of relax me and get me, you know, to where it would take a little while. But finally, everything got in shape and everything felt better. But I want to tell you, I remember that night when they came in. And my wife was standing at my bedside. My other two boys, Josh wasn't, with us then. And God hadn't blessed us with Josh yet at that time. But I remember Aaron and Matthew stare at the bed. And Aaron was up on the foot of the bed. And Matt was over on the other side of the foot of the bed. And my wife's hand was in my hand. And she told me later that they said 48 hours will tell the story. But, oh, I remember it very well. I fought that dark shadow. I didn't know what they was doing. They was giving me something to relax me and kind of I could go to sleep. Brother Strickler, I fought it. I fought it back and forth. My wife telling me, said, you just, honey, just go to sleep. And I said, I'm not afraid to die, but I'm enjoying living. I don't want to leave you. I don't want to leave my children. That's probably everyone's, request at the time. I thought this was it. I thought it was death rolling in. And I was going to fight death as long as I could. Not knowing that that wasn't altogether what it was. Finally, I remember I went out and that darkness, came over. I went to a sleep and about a day and a half, I woke back up. And the first thing I did, I remember when I woke up, I reached over and patted my wife's hand. I reached up and smacked her on the jaw. I grabbed her nose and I grabbed her chin and I said, honey, we're really here together, ain't we? We looked around and my boys climbed up on the side of the bed and I hugged them. And I said, we're really all together still, ain't we? She said, yes, you're still here. Amen. But the pain was gone. Things that, you know, but I want to tell you, amen, you better cherish life. Because life could end any moment. Life is like the vapor. It just comes and could go real fast. Life could vanish so quickly. Amen. You could shake my hand and turn around and fall flat on your face and life be gone. Amen. I've heard folks tell about folks, amen, that just sat down in the seat beside of them and they looked at them and talking to them. And then forever noted, they just fell over in the seat and life was gone. Amen. My grandmother Ely, amen, yawned three times and said, I'm tired, and laid back in the bed and went on to glory that fast. Just three yawns and she's out of here. That, you know, you could go on and tell about life of folks, but I want to tell you, you do not have to be old, amen, to die. Oh, I feel this tonight. You don't have to, amen, God does not have to grant you, amen, a span of years down the road. Amen, that your body just deteriorates away and you leave this life. But I want to tell you, they're leaving this life young. They're leaving it younger than what, I mean, it looks like they never did even get to enjoy life. Amen, because they took life that will always be there. Help us just a little bit tonight. I feel this. I really, amen. And my heart broke as I was in prayer thinking of the sister that we went and visited today with Brother and Sister Savage. I just sat there and I got kind of looking at her and we got singing. And any other time, I know that, yes, she loves me more and more, but it seemed like the words just vanished. I just forgot them. And I kindly, as we were singing, I just kind of glanced over afterwards and tears was in her eyes. And oh, she began to feel that shout God on her, and she began to quiver under the power of the Lord. Amen. Knowing that life, amen, amen, it's not like it used to be, amen, in this natural body, but knowing there's a life after, there is an eternal glorified body after a while. But you know, if you're not ready to go to heaven, you'll not experience that glorified body. Amen. That heavenly, atmosphere, the glories of heaven. You'll not experience the streets of gold and the great gates of pearl and the walls of jasper and the river flowing in the throne room of God. Oh, glory. But could I tell you what you will? Amen. You will taste that outer darkness that's so bitter. Well, help me now, Lord. I feel this right here. You will see the glimmerous glare of that bottomless flame. You will fall into a bottomless pit. You will hear the agony and the screams of those that took life for granted and made a very dangerous decision to choose life and go a different route. I feel something here. Oh, yes. Amen. Ain't you glad to know life don't have to be bitter? Could you lift your hands again and ask the Lord to help us? So, thank you, Lord. Thank God for life. Amen. Psalm 61, familiar verses. With your prayers tonight, I'd like to preach. Preacher, we ain't shouting, running, but the atmosphere is just right for life. Amen. Oh, yeah. I thought as even today on the radio, as we was traveling down the road, they was given a medal of honor. I believe it was a purple, you know, anyway, it was a great medal. They were handing over, Amen. To some folks, some parents, some family members. Of a man, you know, a commanding officer in the Iraq war. And they come upon him, you know, as I could remember anyway, some of those, insurgents or some of the, you know, enemy out there. They begin to fire upon them. And his platoon was in a serious danger. Said as they begin to, you know, try to defend theirself, one jumped out. And as he jumped out, this commanding officer, as the, you know, the soldier's creed says, amen, don't leave one, amen, out there. Soldier does not leave his soldier. If he can help him in any way, you've got to try to help him. So this soldier seeing his platoon was in trouble. As he is in trouble and he wrestled this one down as he grabbed a hand grenade, and I could just picture throwing it maybe towards a platoon. And this great commanding officer, amen, that got the medal, you know, of honor, as he dove upon that hand grenade and he let his life be taken to save the life of his men. And they were giving him all of the great honors and he deserved every bit of it and more. But you know what? He'll never know it. He'll never, ever know it. We'll know about it. We'll know about, hey man, you know what had happened? The men of his platoon will never forget him. They'll always know that we had a commanding officer that gave his life, amen, to save others. I want to tell you, that's what we're doing tonight. We're giving everything we've got to try to save somebody. Amen. We have took the pain. We have took the clangs. Amen. We have took agony and pain. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. I thought is, amen, is when we leave here at the Lord's will. Amen. My wife has got to go home for surgery. And, over the span of time, thank God she's been right there beside him and never has ever complained of any way. Amen. I told some of them, I said, she has been through, I know, 3 or 4 major surgeries. Amen. She's got to have surgery on her feet now. And I remember, as the doctor said, it looked like you just wore your feet out. She's had hand surgeries, but she is just, she's one that uses her hands. So I tell her every once in a while, I said, honey, amen, did you ever expect the years when we started out on this journey trying to do something for God, did you ever think that it ever come down to this? And she never did say, no, I never thought it, I never wanted it to happen. But oh, Brother Leaves, when she put her arm around me and said, I said, would you do it again? She said, I'd do it all over again. Amen. Other words, I'd give my life one more time, all over again, to see somebody saved. Hallelujah. I feel this tonight. Amen. Psalm 61, familiar verses right here. And you pray for us just a little while. Amen. As we reverence the word of the Lord. Amen. It said, hear my cry. I could hear David saying this. Hear my cry. Oh God, attend unto my prayers, Lord. Please listen to what I got to say to you, Lord. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed. Amen. When my heart is overwhelmed. In other words, when I've been swallowed up, I've been submerged, I've been crushed. Amen. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Amen. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in the tabernacle forever. I will trust, convert of thy wings. For thy, O God, has heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. Oh, prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. So will I sing praises unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Can you say amen to the word? I like to preach tonight, the Lord would help us. Amen. On a bad decision. I feel this way tonight. Lord, you help me, please do. You. I thought I was there downstairs praying and reading. And I didn't think Brother Savage would care one bit. And I looked over and there, I seen a book on his shelf. So I just pulled it off and thumbed through it. And it was called 501 Sermon of Someone. But I just flipped through it. And when I flipped through it, I come to the word backslider. And he was given, you know, different things. And I went through it, Brother Savage, and it was so good. Oh, it was wonderful. And I went over to where holiness was mentioned. And, oh, it was so good. But it seemed like I could only go right back to that backslider. Oh, Lord, help us. So I got looking in the words of the Lord, and I began to search and kind of look through, and I thought we could look in the scripture here and we could see David. We know of his faults. We know of his failures. We know of his problems. We know what happened, but we're not dwelling on that. And David knew what it was for, amen, the sword to be laid over his door. He knowed what it was to see his children do perverted judgment. David knowed what it was to watch, amen, the agony of sin out there take place. But David also knowed, amen, something down deep inside, amen, what it is to make a bad decision in life. Oh, glory. He knowed what it was. That day when the words came to him, thou art a man, David. David, you have made a bad decision. And it's very dangerous to make this decision, David. David, you did not have to send an innocent man out of the front lines. David, you know when you looked over that day, something was going to take place. Oh, help me now here, Lord, just a little bit. Amen. But David knowed his days went on. He began to write the great psalm of, and the words begin to be spoken. David knew what it was to say, the Lord is my shepherd. I've got to have my shepherd. David was writing this to himself to let me and you know what it is all. So I believe David was saying something here. He was saying, the Lord is my shepherd. So he's trying to let me and you know to put ourselves in his place right now, that I can look up and say, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord, amen, maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He lets Rocky, amen, do that. Oh, glory. He went on to say, leadeth me beside the still waters. But he went on to say, but he restoreth my soul. Oh, Lord. He put me right back together. Amen. And restored. Hallelujah. What the enemy looked like to rust away. What the devil is trying to rip away. What the devil is trying to make. Oh, I feel something here. Amen. A black ball and a black mark. He said, but I went to the restoration of the restore. And he put me back together. Oh, glory. I feel the touch of the Lord right here in this service. Amen. He not only said, restore my soul.
He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. He not only restored it, he put me right in the middle of it and let me feel it for his sake. He let me feel it for his name's sake. I'm here to tell you, amen, what I feel the Lord has delivered to my heart and my soul. A bad decision will get you deeper into this. Making a decision in life will only cause you misery. Amen. Just making a bad decision will cause you the agony of the outer dark world. Making a bad decision will cause you the misery like it's never been. No glory. You feel like you've got it all figured out. You figure like life has got it all in your hands. But I'm here to tell you, you cannot serve two masters. You have to love one or hate the other. Help me just a little bit here. Hey man, when you those around you, when you make a serious bad decision, it will cause the heartbeat of your life to hurt. It will cause those that love you so deep to hurt. How do you know, preacher? Could we take you back to a story that Lot and Abraham stood there that day, and he looked at Abraham and Lot, or Abraham looked at Lot and said, choose you over what you want. Amen. In that day, hallelujah, Lot could have said, give me that mountain. Oh, glory. But something charged Lot. He said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I know there is a little, amen, friction among the herdsmen. And there is a little bickering going on. He said, I'll take the well water plains. I'll take them out there. I don't know what all Abraham felt when he chose that. But I know down the road, amen, Lot chose his route. He took his wife and daughters and son and son-in-laws, and he headed down to that, pitched his tent, amen, towards Sodom. So I want to tell you, every morning when the sun rose up, he looked at the world. Every day the sun came up, he looked at Sodom and Gomorrah. I want to tell you, every morning that you've opened your eyes, without God, you've seen the dark side of life. You've seen the misery of life. Oh, but I feel like I've got it all figured out. Yeah, Lot no doubt did too. He began to build his little home. He began to work it all up. But now the Lord has told Abraham. He said, go down there and tell Lot. Hey, man, I'm getting ready to destroy this place. But Abraham said, now, Lord, wait a minute. Hey, there's got to be some good folks down there. He said, if you could go down there and find me 40. And he got right on down. Hey, man, oh, the Lord knowed it was going to be slim picking. And even Lot's going to have, hey, man, a decision to make to get out of there. Pray for me just a little while here. I can see the Lord begin to talk to Abraham as he headed down there. And in the midst of all, amen, he looked down and he began to talk to Lot. Lot, the Lord has sent me to tell you. And I'm here to tell you, I feel in my heart, the Lord has sent me to this service right here as a spokesman and ambassador for him to tell you, you're going to make a bad decision. Help me, Lord God. I feel the Lord tugging at my heart here. Amen. So, in the natural of here, he said, Lot, would you move on out of here? Wait a minute, Abraham. Amen. You know I've got a family. And the Lord said, get your family and get out of here. Ah, now wait a minute here. I can see the Lord. I feel God helping me. I can see the Lord now, Brother Baker. Begin to talk to him. Amen. And Abelot, he began to look at it all over again. He began to see where he's come from. Amen. And all, why would the Lord? I'm here to tell you, young person, man or woman, boy or girl, you make a bad decision in life, you're going to reap the sorrows of a decision. If you make a bad decision, amen, you're going to reap the benefits of the world. And the benefit of the world is the outer dark world. It's a cry from hell. It's the agony of the soul. It's a burden of the heart. And it's, amen, the blanket of the mind. And the eye affects your heart.
What are you going to do? Bible said as Lot went back and he realized that Abraham went back realizing Lot now in the book of Genesis, amen, begin to talk, and the Lord seen, amen, you know, you can talk and you can talk, you can preach and you can preach, you can beg and you can beg and you can beg, but the thing about it, folks get settled in their life, they get settled in a rut, they get settled, amen, in that burden of life, and they feel like I'm just going to get myself out of here. I want to tell you, all at once the Lord did not wait. He sent down two men to Lot's house. Amen. I want to tell you, Lot, it's time to get out of here. Wait a minute, let me go tell my boys. But I want to tell you, when you stayed down there in a bad decision so long, amen, that one time I imagine that he was high confidence, and Daddy said, let's do it. Amen. They did it. Daddy said, don't go. They didn't go. Daddy said, you ain't going to do it. They wouldn't do it. But you know what's happening now. Amen. Lot and amen. They stayed down there so long. When he went back and said, sons and my son-in-laws, let's get out of here. The Lord is saying to get out. But I could see them look at him now and said, oh man, wait a minute. You was the one brought us down here. You was the one got us in this place. You're the one that began to tell us to go here. You was one pitched your tent down here. You was the one, I feel the Lord helping me. You was the one, amen, that hovered around here too long. You was the one, amen, that waited two routes. You was the one pitched your tent towards Sodom. You was the reason we're down here anyway. Come on, boys, get out of here. Can't do it. I've already got my eyes headed down that way. Amen. Oh, I can see Lot now. He's beginning to strain for questions and answers. He has made a very distressed decision. He's overwhelmed with it. Overwhelmed, amen, being swallowed up. Amen. He's so swallowed up. A dilemma right now. Amen. He's a looking out and he's a looking back. He's a waiting to go this route and it's something pulling him that route. Amen. His wife and girl said, okay, Daddy, I'll go. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, they might have been willing to go. Amen. But they stayed in that position so long. They stayed in there so long. I feel the Lord a charging me here just a little bit to tell you, amen, a bad decision could cost the whole family a disaster. Oh, but that's what the Lord had. I'm here to tell you. And so now, Lord looked and said, let's can't go. Amen. But I'll tell you, hey, Abraham should have been the one. But he neglected the one that, amen, that knowed him all of his life. Oh, glory.
They neglected the man of God that when he was in trouble, he took him in his house and took care of him.
They forget about that. Forget about all that. They forget about it. Do you know, amen, you can make one bad decision. Amen. And it will affect you for the rest of your life.
That's what I'm talking about, life. What are you going to do about it, Lord? I've got to get out of here. And the Bible said they clamped down their hands on him. He didn't walk out altogether in a slow pace. They got him out of there. Amen. I mean, brother. Amen. God was so willing. Amen. He had to become almost forceful with authority to get him out of there. I'm here to tell you. If God's mercy endureth forever, as Deuteronomy said. But if his hand of judgment comes down and he has to grab you and shake you up and get you out of the situation you're in. He does not care to put you on your deathbed. He does not care to take sleep from your eyes. He does not care to take the food from your mouth, because he's a loving God. But I'm here to tell you, you don't have to go to hell. Oh, worship the Lord. Ask him. I feel the Lord tugging. I feel him a tugging right here. Oh yes. Lot got out. Amen. But we ain't going to leave David hanging back here. But David said, hear my cry, oh God. And Lot said, now Lord, I'm headed. They made a decision. But you see what happened? He chose to go down there. He chose the well-watered plains. He chose to pitch his tent towards there. He chose to keep on looking at it every day. He no doubt watched his children go down the road. Amen. And start doing the ways of Sodom. He watched them, amen, start, amen, living up like the world. He watched them come back every day. Amen. In the sodomy spirit. Amen. Oh, yes. He watched them every moment. Amen. Begin to change. But when it come right down to it, the influence was gone. The confidence was gone. They've got attached to Sodom so much. Amen. Even the men of God can't seem to pull them and tell them. They have made their choice to live that life. Because somebody made a bad decision. Somebody made a wicked decision. Somebody paid their road. Somebody padded their pockets. Somebody made it look good. Somebody made it look super. Somebody made it look like that's the best thing to live. Ooh. You don't know what about. Oh, preacher. Oh, what are you saying? Amen. What about sin? Preacher, what about David? I'm going to tell you. You know what? David liked it after God's own heart. You know why? He had a heart of repentance. He had a way of, he knew when the guilt came, he repented. But then he repented and had to suffer the consequences of a bad decision. Oh, Lord. Solomon had everything going. But all the riches. Samson had all the strength. But he lost it when he laid his head down. Amen. In the deceitful's lap of Delilah's. Oh, glory. Judas made a decision in the doorstep of heaven. Amen. And kissed the Lord and supped with him. And then he realized my decision was wrong. And then he goes back and tries to sell back the price. Yourself in there that day, his bowels burst out because of a bad decision. You think you're going to get out of it on bed of roses? Ask Judas. You think you're going to get out of it on sweet, amen, divine? Ask Judas. You think it's all going to be, amen, hunky-dory and everything's going to go in the bed of roses? You ask the thorn of Judas. He would have said, I wish I'd have never did it. I wish I'd have never sold him out. I wish I'd have never had a moshikah done a motah. I wish I'd have gave him a chance. I wish I'd have said, God, forgive me. God's telling somebody in this service, go ahead and make your decision. But when you lie in that bed, you're going to feel the thorns. You're going to feel the briars. You're going to feel the agony. Oh, I feel something right here. Oh, I feel the, amen. Oh, yes. We hear confused noise of sin. We hear the agony of sin. We hear, amen, the torments of sin. But Lot, what are you going to do now? I've got my dear wife, and I've got my two children, and my girls, and I'm out of here. Oh, I wish I could get my
I wish I could get some more. My other children, too late now. They're gone. God said it's going to be, it's gone. It's going to be taken away. But in the torment of this, he got right out there. And all at once, amen, his wife realized, she began to see something. Something is still working on her. The mind battles are going on. And the devil started telling her, just go ahead and look back. I want to tell you what you look back to. Look back what you're going to give up. Look back what you walked away from. Look back everything. All those well-watered plains. No doubt they might have had a good garden to grow in. No doubt she had had a best flower bed around. But in the Aggie, amen, it's Lot, no doubt, just walking along with the men of God in the background. She took a look backwards and turned to a pillar of salt. If a man taketh hold the plow and look back, he is not fit. You lose your Savior. You come to the bitter end. You come to the agony. I feel the Lord helping me. I'm here to tell you, amen. Make a bad decision. Amen. You'll lose it all at the worldly ways of Sodom.
I feel the Holy Ghost right here. I feel the love of God right here. But I feel the churning call of God to tell you.
You figure out, amen, after a while, you'll reap the benefits of rebellious. You'll reap, amen, and sow those seeds of unkindness. Amen, really, you don't want to be around. Really, the enemy tell you, if I could just get out of it. Really, I just can't wait till the day to come when everything will be said and done and all will be over with. Well, David thought the same thing, no doubt. I'll get the innocent blood out of here. And I'll begin to realize what's happening. But the Lord seen David and said, thou art the man, David. David, you made a bad decision. You made a very crucial decision. And David, you're going to reap it. And now David said, Lord, I've got to have you as my shepherd. I've got to have you to help me. I've got to have you to lead me. I've got to have you to guide me. I've got to have you to walk with me. I'm about to face the shadows of death. Oh, but I want to tell you, hey man, I've got to have you to go with me.
I remember Brother Savage when we stepped out there that day and looked over the valley of the shadow of death. Oh, glory. It just a picture was painted in front. Amen. Hallelujah. When I looked as far as I could see, and I said, there ain't no way, no way anybody could live. Nobody could live in that valley. Oh, but David went on to tell us, he said, Lord, amen, I not only need you to help me, I need you to correct me. Amen. I need you to take your rod and get me in line. Amen. But Lord, I need your comforting too. And he went on to say, Lord, don't leave me out here to starve. He said, don't worry. I'll be and put a table in the presence of your enemy. Amen. But David, don't worry. Amen. I'll take you right down. Amen. By that little stream. And I'll never forget about that still water. Amen. When we looked down over, I believe it was on this side looking across, and there was some shepherds in a little bitty stream coming out, and some begin to churn them. Our Lord, now, amen, the still waters, and all at once someone said, amen, and said, oh, why do you say the still waters? Amen, as those sheep would wander around, those little lambs would wander around, if they got in the rushing water, I believe, get their head down underneath of it, they'll drown right there. So he takes them beside the still waters where you can get your fresh drink of water and be able to come up for some air. I'm here to tell you, somebody better realize when the rushing pains of life start to come in and you drown in the worldly ways, you know, if somebody would preach to you again, a bad decision.
Oh, I feel this. I feel the tug of God. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, you got plans, but it ain't going to be what you think. I feel something right here. Oh, Lord, help me now. I'm speaking on my behalf of God helping me, and I'm willing to stand on my own 2 feet and stand on what God, but what you're about to decide and what your decision is, it ain't going to be like you think. Oh, God, help me now, Lord. You're talking to me, God, and just me and you right now. Amen. And when you make that decision, if you go ahead and make that decision, amen, you'll reap the sorrow of it. I'm going to tell you again, if you make that decision, a bad decision, you'll reap the benefits of sorrow. You're overwhelmed so much right now. You've been so submerged in this. You feel like I'll never get out of it. I'm crushed. I'm going to tell you, one of the hardest things was, that I really can say, and I might have told it here, it was when my middle boy, Matthew, was about 11, 12, 13 years old. And rebellious got on him. Huh? Oh, yeah. It got on strong. He was going to revival every night. He was going to holiness churches every night. He was hearing mom and daddy pray. He was doing his devotions. He was doing, amen, his scripture reading in school and quote them to me. But in the midst of all of that, let me tell you, there still was a bad decision. Amen. Rebellious was trying to get on him. And it was. I'd sit and I'd preach, Brother Savage, and I'd see my boy sit back there, 12, 13 years old, and I'd see it in him. He'd shun his eyes down at me. And I think, Lord, I'm trying to be the best daddy to him. I'm trying to be good to him, Lord. You know what the devil says? You're the cause of it. And I thought, Lord, how am I the cause of it? That's the devil. But then Brother Ricky, the Lord would speak to me and say, no, no. You ain't. He'll try to pull the wool over on you if you ain't very careful. But it's just come right down. Hey, man, somebody making a bad decision. And one night in revival, the Holy Ghost moved on me and I walked right back to my boy. I put my arm around that big old forward fella and I said, Matthew Kirk, this is not your daddy talking to you right now, but this is the Holy Ghost. And I said, the Holy Ghost is telling you, amen, that rebellious is inside of you. Amen. We're in revival, and I'm trying to reach and help other folks. And the Lord takes me right back to my own boy. Amen. And that's where I've said, God, no matter who it is, you've called me. If it's right down, amen, God, it's me and you right now. Sister Savage. My boy looked up to me. When he looked up to me, I felt that spirit of the Lord just kind of moved away. And Daddy kicked back in. Oh, I just can't explain it, but I can tell you. And I retched down with tears. And I said, son, Daddy don't want you to go to hell. And if you die right now with rebellious hanging around on you, I said, I couldn't tell the preacher any good things other than they know good how kind you was. But he looked up to me. He said, Daddy, I don't want this rebellious on me. I don't want this. Dad, I don't know why I got it. Amen. I said, all it takes, amen, is when mom or daddy says don't and you want to do it and you go ahead and try it. Hey, oh glory, hallelujah. Amen. When the preacher preaches an anointed of God and the scripture, amen, ordains it and the scripture says don't do it and you try it, amen, as a strike to a rebellious. Amen. When the little old mountaintop, amen, hillbilly preacher comes by, amen, and tries to preach a bad decision and you go over top of it, amen, you are accountability for rebellion. When the school teacher says don't, you do it, amen, strike three on you again. The devil's putting it all more on you. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost churning right here. I hope you're praying for me. Oh yes. And I'm telling somebody, a bad decision. My boy come out of that pew, wrapped his arms around me. Brother Baker, me and him fell in that altar. And I begged God. God, I want my boy to go to hell. I didn't care who heard me. I didn't care who was around me. And my wife on the other side. And my oldest boy behind me.
Amen. We're all a crime. Amen. Oh, and Aaron would say, Matt, amen, I gotta have you, my brother. I'm here to tell you, when one does it, get ready, then another will do it too.
We're rebellious. Somebody plays the role. Oh, help me. I feel something right here. Brother Lee, I feel it. I feel a churning inside. Amen. Somebody's mind's already, it's talking to you. And is it telling you, if you can just get by this one. Amen. If you get by this one, I want to tell you, you may not have another chance. Young lady, you may never see the daylight. I don't know that, but I'm saying you may never see the sun come up in the morning. I feel this. I feel this. It seemed like nothing's moving you. Oh, Lord, help me, God. I love everybody here. And I just know a few names, and you're my family. And so let me tell you, as a family member, amen, hallelujah, amen. You've already figured out, amen, if I could get out of this, it'd be all right. I don't have to do this. I ain't going to do this, amen. When I walk out of here, everything will get back to normal. I'm telling you, from this night forward, somebody mark her down, it ain't going to be like you think. Because God's getting to the point. Amen. David, I've got tired of what you're doing. You are guilty. I'm telling you. You better call to the master. Because your ship is in sinking territory. I feel this right now. I said you're in sinking territory. Oh, I feel, oh God. It's one of them that I don't sleep very easy when I go home tonight. I don't. I just one of them, brother. I'll roll and turn. Why? Because God hovered, and in prayer my heart was melting. And God began to speak to me. And I really said, God, which way you want to go? And when I picked up that little book and just thumbed through it and seen that, and the Lord spoke to me. Amen. I don't know everything that man said. And I didn't even quote anything that he said. But when I struck that thing, amen, of sin and a backslider, amen, and a holiness. And I said, oh, God, is somebody on the verge? Or is somebody already have? Or is somebody don't want holiness? Oh, Lord, help me now. I'm just waiting to cut my hair. Oh, glory, help me, God. Maybe you already have. My heart fainteth within me. And I know it. Oh, preacher. Just the last revival we just come from to come here. I was a preaching one night. And I got singing on a Friday or Saturday night. And I got singing. I'm working on a building. I'm working on a building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. And I come across that verse. If I was a cigarette smoker, I tell you what I'd do. I'd throw away those cigarettes and I'd work on the building too. I did not know in that building. I thought I knowed everybody there. I knowed them, but God knowed them more than I did. About that time, I said, if I was a sinner, I'd tell you what I'd do. You better quit your sinning and get in here and work on the building too. I just went through that little old-fashioned song. And I don't know when I ever sung it. I don't know what the last time I would come across them verses. But all at once, a man that I know for a long time come out of that pew with his head down to the altar a-crying. And he fell in the altar. And I got down beside of him and I said, "Brother, I quite don't know all, but all at once God pricked my heart. And I said, but I got to ask you something. I said, are you smoking?" He looked up from his prayer and he said, "Only God could have told you that." I said, "Only God did." I said, "Only God did." He said, "Brother Kirk, I've been to your revivals. I love your preaching. But," said, "I've been needing help for a lot." Hey, that was a door open. And there's other problems he got telling me. And it was almost become shocking. But I said, "You're at the right place, sir. You're at the feet of Jesus now. And you can get some help right now." He threw his hands up. "You can stay in that rut if you want. You can stay in that down look if you want. But there's going to be a day you better look to the hills. Which cometh your help. And your help's coming from the Lord. You better realize you make a bad decision by choosing what you think you want." Lift your hands and worship the Lord. I feel this. Pray. Just ask the Lord in prayer right now. Please do. Oh, Lord. Oh, amen. I want to tell you. Amen. It'd be better off for your body to burn up in a very fiery furnace than go to hell and feel the eternal flames of hell. Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord. You would be better 1,000 times over to die with God's favor than try to get favor with the world. I feel something right here. Lot's wife deteriorated to the pillar of salt. And as he got out there a little farther, I've still got my two little jewels here. But as time went on, Lot come right down to it. He lost them. I'm here to tell you, hell's not a place to just pass away. You know you're not right. You know things are not right. And you said, "I can't even come out of this until you get out of it." Oh, preacher, I can't even seem to cry. You know why young folks in this hour, when you preach on hell, it don't touch them like it one time did? Because they've seen the atmosphere of a heart of someone, and it's affected them. But sin has took that and made a devilish, amen, atmosphere around them. Oh, I feel this. I want my children to hear me pray. But if they never hear me pray, don't expect a lot out of them. If my boys sees daddy crawl up in a corner and never move, they're going to be affected because they know something's took place. I feel this. I feel like God's a spear in a heart right now. And I'm going to tell you, you think hell has just been just tugging and a pulling. It's getting ready to open up some fiery furnaces. Oh, Lord, help me. I feel this. And I don't say it till I feel it, and I'm a feeling. You think hell's just been, amen, a flickering. But you wait till you see the flames start brewing. Oh, you wait till you feel, amen. I feel this. I said, I feel this. Amen. You better shake out of it. You better come out of it. You better get out of it. And you better get away from it. Could you bow your head right now and pray? I feel something. I feel an urge cry right now. I feel an urge, and I feel an urge. I can hear sounds of heaven. A bad decision. A bad decision. A bad decision. Let me tell you, young lady, you better listen, and you better listen good. You are a candidate for hell. Unless you get a hold of God in a most quick way. Oh, Lord, help us, God. Holy Ghost spoke in that last revival we was in and said, I've seen you when you've been up, and I've seen you when you've been down. I've seen you carry a smile, and then I've seen you when you're frowning. I've heard you when your song has been a blessing, but now it has become a sounding brass and tinkling cymbals. And said, if thy would put it off a minute and a half. I never hear the Lord ever speak like this in a minute and a half. And when it said that, I seen a church, amen, explode to the altar. And I seen young folks weep like they never wept before and cry and say, oh God, I don't want to go to hell. Oh, it was some that shouted and run and hollered, but they come to the altar and said, God, I don't want to go to hell. There was mamas there saying, I don't want to go to hell. 100% of folks was there. Amen. But in testimony, a lady stood up and she began to testify. She said, when it said that, said, I felt like, amen, Lord, I could just, something could happen to me right now. And said, but I didn't give it a chance. Said, I said, God, please help me. God reached way below the bottom. Pray, folks. Please do. God's talking. I believe if Lot could go back, he'd listen to Abraham the first round. Yeah, Abraham, you've told me the truth, and I'm going to. I'm getting out of there. Amen. If Lot would have had it to do over, he'd have said, Abraham, me and you don't part. Let's don't part. Let's just go to our herdsmen and just get this mended up. Amen. And let's get it all figured out. I want to go with you, Abraham. But some words, amen, Lot was looking at the well plains. It looked like it was fair and good. Looked like everything was going good. Looked like I have everything I want. Looks like everything's on the shelf. It's just like I want it. Everything, amen, is right in the grips. Looks like I can't run out of time. And it looks like I can't even seem to, amen, get enough time, amen, to do what I'm doing. But I'm here to tell you, time will run out. Let me tell you, young lady, you better listen. And you better listen tonight. I feel the Lord. I beckon your heart. Mama, you better listen. I got to do something about it. I can't seem to even feel God. Oh, I've got to make a stab towards God. Pray like you never prayed. If you're hearing God's talking to your heart, your head's down, you're reverence the preacher, and really, you think it'll all be over with. But I'm telling you right tonight, one bad decision. One bad decision. Oh, preacher, I feel the Holy Ghost hovering over this service. I feel the Holy Ghost hovering over this service. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I don't want to give them everything they want, because after a while, it becomes almost, amen, a reckless situation. But God's saying a bad decision will only cause heartaches. Would you?
Jesus. Jesus. God, you know. Oh, Lord, you know. Oh, God. Jesus, right now. Jesus, right now.
Oh. I push it off, preacher. And I feel the Holy Ghost is speaking to tell you you're going to push it off one time too many. I wait to see if my neighbor goes. No. I'm telling you, you better run to the ark of safety. Because one day it's going to pull out. And the train to glory is going to go. Oh, thank you, but please. I'd do something about it tonight. I mean, whosoever, it don't matter. It don't matter. He burst out of there. I'll just imitate this and get through this. I'll do it my own little certain way. This just didn't come up all today in prayer, and God dealt with us and dealt with us. But just a night or so ago, I felt God speared my heart. And it ain't got away from me. But today I felt like God was going to speak to more than one, but an individual, to tell you, I think I'm all right. No, you're still not developing and in the sense of God. Oh, I feel this turning. There's something still holding you in that position. Mama, daddy, friends, who it may be, it's you going to stand in judgment. I would not only clamp my hands together, I would break the bonds around and say, yes, God, I've got to get some help from you before it's too late. Are there someone? I know. I feel this. I feel this urge from heaven saying, yes, I got to. Would you? He's just speaking in this service. Right tonight, right now.
Would you? Would you come?
God's talking to you, young lady. God's a beckoning your heart. I believe a night or so ago, God directed, and I said, I feel like I'm speaking to a young lady. And it may be others. Boys, let me tell you, a surety that you're ready is what God's saying. I want to be everything sure. I want to put everything in God's hands. Right tonight. Right tonight. Come on, while your little heart's heavy and your head is bowed. And you're saying, oh God, He knows what you spoke today. He knows what you thought today. He knows what you pondered. He knows how the day's been. He knows how the enemy has speared you, tormented you. He knows all about that. But He's so merciful to tell you He loves you. He's a great big God. Would you? Would you? How about it, young folks? You feel like God would spear your heart in some way? Preacher, I'm a praying, I'm saved, that's great. But I'm going to ask you, you feel like God says, yes, God, I'm going to go talk to you. Would you? He'll be the first one to say, yeah, Lord, I think I'm going to come right on. And I'm going to talk to you, Lord. I'm going to talk to you. Would you? Amen. Come on, young men. I know you're saved, you're praying. Come on, come out of that pew. Would you stand right up there? And those others, come on. Amen. Don't come on. Just come on. Amen. Let's pray. Come on. Come on, young folks, each and every one of you. And there's others right here. Let's come and fell in this altar. Pray while you're praying. Is it your friend in trouble? I said, is it your friend in trouble? Is it whosoever in trouble? Made that royal decision. I need help. And I'm not going to push this off. I'm going to tell you, you play games with your soul to make a decision to be like others. You're going to wish you wouldn't have. Come on. Come on. Come on, Danny. You're part of us too, son. Come on. Come on, son. Whosoever. I feel this turning. If you've got a friend that's somewhere around you that you feel that whosoever, just reach over and put your arm around them. Because I feel there's someone that God is saying, you make a bad decision. You make a bad decision. I preach from my heart tonight, God, the best of my ability through your help, Lord. And this old preacher can only do God, and I feel, oh, let's make this count tonight. Let's make this count tonight. Come on now. Go ahead, make this count.
Gazing on the ashes of ruin, the colors tainted by sin, with a paintbrush of mercy the artist begins a masterpiece painted by the blood of the Lamb. Start over.
They've talked to you.
There's
somebody knows tonight that if the Lord should call,
closing.
Come on.
The door on.
Come
on. The past.
It could be mama's children, daddy's children, boy or girl. And I feel like God's doing it. It could be a mama or daddy. I got to do something now. I'm playing the role of the fool and the devil's destroying. I've tried it.
It's
I just cut a little
late.
Bit. And it didn't seem to harm, but it did. I got to do it all over again now. Come on.
Gazing on the ashes of failure, construction of ambition destroyed, with a hammer of mercy the builder begins, with the nail prints in the palm of his hand. You gotta start over again. There's a new day just began. Closing the door. Oh.